But God wants to continue to speak to us, amen. And you know, for many years at Christmas time, you know, there's certain scriptures that always come out.
Right, right.
You know, you know, Emmanuel, God with us, and you know, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Right.
The shepherd, the body, and the field. And
yeah.
I love all the Word of God, amen.
Amen.
But there were times I'll admit to you, amen, that I, you know, you feel like, okay, you never want the people to get sort of complacent.
Right.
I heard that. But we have that in our spirit, you know, as our nature.
Right.
I heard that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if you think you've heard something before, the tendency is that you're not going to listen as closely as to something you haven't heard before. But we trust God that even with the familiar, He can do something new.
Amen.
How many of you believe that? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
That even with the familiar, God can do something new. Amen. This week, amen, as we hit this first of the two Sundays that we have, we find ourselves in the book of Hebrews, amen, the book of Hebrews chapter 1. We want to look at a couple of verses there. Amen. As God continues to speak to us. Amen. Christmas is an encouraging time of the year.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And that's why we should celebrate and celebrate it with our understanding. Amen.
Amen.
And God has a word for us today. That He's going to read a few verses in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter. And then we just incline our ear to hear the Lord today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 1. Say amen if you haven't.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's look at verse 1. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We'll stop there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together and then go to the Word of God. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your mercy as you continue to smile down upon us and to bless us in ways that we see and even in ways that we don't see. And Father, we feel and know that we are blessed just to be here, O God, in your presence and in the presence of one another. And God, we come today to hear your voice, your still small voice, speaking to our situations, our problems, our challenges, our issues, and our circumstances. And Father, we believe that one word from you can change everything around.
Yeah.
And so, Father, right now we just incline our ear unto your voice. Father, we're praying that you will release the word that we need right here, right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. A word that can set the captives free. A word that can fill our hearts with revelation. A word, O God, that can transform us and take us to that place that you have ordained us to be. Father, we trust in you and in your holy word now. Speak, feed us, nurture us, strengthen us,
yes,
God. And Father, we bless you, God, for just loving us the way you do and being mindful of where we are at this very hour. Father, I ask you now to give everyone here a listening ear, a receptive heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes that they may see things that they haven't seen before. Give them understanding, God, to understand even the deep things of God. And Father God, as you do that, I pray that you will strengthen me, Lord, to just simply do the will of the Lord. Not my will, not my words, but your will and your words be spoken.
Yes.
And Father God, you alone be glorified. Father, we bless you now as we bind the hand of the enemy that will attempt to hinder the work of God from being done. We call him what he is, a defeated foe, We plead the blood of Jesus against them. We cause them to flee. And we thank you now, God, that this place is set now. The atmosphere is set to receive the Holy Word of God. Father, have your way. Have your way in this place. And we bless you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our title today, amen, is When God Breaks the Silence. When God Breaks the Silence. We are, amen, we're in the middle of the Christmas season, amen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we should be mindful of is that when we read the Bible, you know, the last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then the first book of the New Testament is the book of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of us in our Bibles, we just go from Malachi to Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, there may be some notes in between,
mm-hmm.
explaining like some things. But one of the things that, you know, we acknowledge and appreciate is that when God spoke through the prophet Malachi, amen, and we get the book of Malachi, between Old and New Testaments, amen, there was a period of 400 years
mm-hmm.
when God didn't say anything
yeah.
in the earth.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, amen, the first words spoken by God to break that 400 years of silence. Really, the voice of God was heard when Jesus started crying after he was born.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. The voice of God was now heard in the earth. But even before that, amen, God sent his angels.
Yeah.
He sent messengers with various messages to various people.
Right.
And this is God breaking his silence.
Right.
Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I don't particularly like when God is silent.
Amen.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Right. Because I need to hear something from God.
Right.
It gives me great comfort and strength
right.
to know that God has said something, and now I can go on the basis of that something.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. How many of you know, if Jesus never said anything to Peter.
Right.
Peter couldn't have taken one step on the water.
That's right.
That's true.
Right.
Amen.
That's true.
And he said, if that's you,
mm-hmm.
bid me to come.
Yeah.
And what did Jesus say unto him? He said, come.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
And see, I believe, amen, and some of you believe too, amen, that Peter only took four steps.
Right.
Because he only had four letters, amen. C-O-M-E.
Right.
And when he got to the end of the E, he started looking around and there was no more words to stand on. Come on, somebody. And there's no more words to stand on. So he started looking around. How many of you know if you don't have a word to stand on, you're going to sink too.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
And so he had a word to stand on. And so when you have a word from God, you can do some things.
Yeah.
You can do the miraculous. You can walk in strength. You can walk in faith. Amen. You can accomplish some things when God is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, when God is not saying anything. I don't know about you, I feel lost. Amen.
Yeah.
When I read the word and I don't get revelation from it.
Right.
It's empty. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not being nurtured in my spirit, man. Amen. And we need to hear God's voice.
Right.
That's why I listen, amen, and thank God for all the technological advances, but don't let technology blot out God's voice.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't be on the computer and on your phone and on your whatever, your Xbox or
right.
whatever, so much that you can't hear God.
Exactly.
I'll tell you this right now. I don't care how many apps you have on your phone. Amen.
Yeah.
You need the word of God more than you need an app.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All these apps. There's an app for that. Not only there's an app for that, but there's a word for that too. Amen.
Right.
You going through something? There's a word for that. Give me a word over an app any day.
Yeah.
I'd rather have no apps than all words.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
People right. Come up to my phone. How many apps you got? You got an app. Got this app. No, there's no app. You know, app's not even a word. We just say that. I'm telling you, this world getting ignorant.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
You hear people talking, OMG. They didn't know what it means. OMG. SMH. Right? Don't you hear people say that sometimes? They just say, LOL.
Exactly.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
We don't even speak in full sentences, no words. Boy, I don't know. My English teacher would come back and be slapping some knuckles.
Yeah.
I had an English teacher, Miss Lewis, she had a ruler.
Yeah.
And if you didn't speak right, she would rack your knuckles.
Exactly.
This is back in the day, Christian.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't call ISIS.
That's right.
Child Protective Services. The teachers had... Right?
Yeah,
right. Jesus right. Has the right.
That's right.
And the Board of Education.
What? Conjugate that verb. I'm telling you to tell my Mrs. Lewis, you got to act. But listen, but don't let technology blot out God's voice. See, that's what, listen. See, the devil is expert at trying to pervert that which is good and helpful and make it something that's not helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the things that can be good and have good uses, amen. See, if the enemy now tries to get you to be overly concerned with it and use it too much and everything else, it could get to the point, amen, where it becomes a distraction for you.
Yeah.
Where you can't hear God, amen. Thank God for television, amen, but sometimes you have to turn that thing off.
Right. Yeah.
It has an off button too. Right?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the oil, Brother James. But we can't allow it, amen, because why? Because listen, if God is not speaking, then we don't know what to do. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Moses told the children of Israel, the word is your life.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And we gotta have that, amen, that the word is my life. The word is my life. I gotta live according to this word, and you know, and so we need to hear God's word.
Yes.
It's as essential as breathing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That we hear God's word. And so imagine then God's people went through 400 years of silence.
Wow.
Amen. 400 years of silence. But why the Hebrews said that God at sundry times, in divers manners, amen, in past times, amen, and in various ways, he spoke in time passed unto the fathers by the prophets.
Right.
But he said, in these last days,
mm-hmm.
in the last days, amen, from Jesus' resurrection until his coming, amen, is the last days.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so, in these last days, how has he spoken unto us? By his Son.
Yeah.
Amen. He's spoken unto us by his Son. And the first message, amen, was when he sent his Son into the earth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And this is, you know, where we see at Christmas time when we hear, and we're going to look at a few passages today, of how God sent messengers to various people announcing that there was a break in the silence.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because he sent messages, amen, messengers with messages, amen, to Mary
mm-hmm.
and to Joseph
yeah.
and to the shepherds.
Yeah.
And he was announcing the silence is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love when silence gets broken by people I want to hear from. I was just about to say I love when silence gets broken, but God was he filled me right at that moment with people you want to hear from.
Amen. Amen.
But there's some people who break the silence who need to keep quiet.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some people who talk, and they need to be quiet.
Yeah.
But I love to hear from people, and I love times to get broken with people I want to hear from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my wife and I get along pretty good now. There's a time where we didn't always get along pretty good, you know. And so, you know, we go through those times called silent treatment.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Anybody know what silent treatment is other than me?
Yeah.
Know what silent treatment is?
Yeah.
When you deliberately say, I'm not saying anything.
That's right, yeah.
You live in the house of the brother, you walk right by.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no good morning. Right? There's no how you're doing.
Right.
At the end of the day, there's no how your day was.
Right? Yeah.
You go inside, you make just enough for you.
Right.
There's no, do you want?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
All the time, when you go make a sandwich, you ask the other one, well, hey, man, you want me to make you a sandwich? Not today!
Good.
It's silent treatment.
Yeah.
And so I know a little bit about silent treatment. Amen?
Amen.
I believe it, amen, that's in my past, though.
Amen.
Silent treatment. But, you know, I was always thankful, amen, when silent treatment ended.
Right.
I didn't like silent treatment. Silent treatment made me miserable, amen. Everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When someone you care for is not talking to you, or you can play it off, I don't care. You'll never have to talk to me again.
Right.
Oh, well, let a day or two go by.
Right.
In fact, I always should say this in a whisper to the men, but I was watching Family Feud, and the top 100 answers on the board, and they asked the question, how long can a man do a silent treatment for his wife? And the top answer was one day. I shouldn't say that, because now the woman goes, okay, I got that. I'm going to give a day and a half, I'll break them. I love when silent treatment came to an end.
Right.
I mean, to the point where I would say, like, dumb stuff, you know. Like, you know, you come in and the guy goes, this is American Idol. And he says it all loud. And I come in and I go, what you watching? Because they're trying to break silent. You say dumb stuff. You know how many times I go, you go, what you eating? You just try to break the silence. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You just say stuff.
Because
you just want the silence to be broken.
Yeah.
Amen? I hate the silence, amen. Some people I want to hear from, amen. So my wife wants to give me silent treatment. I just want that to end, you know?
Right.
And how many of you know, amen, if you love the Lord, amen, you, it's not that God gives you silent treatment, but it's not the way we do.
Right.
But there's times when God, for his own reasons, amen, will not say anything for a period of time, amen. And I don't know about you, I want those times to end, amen, because see, you know, when the Bible says that the Word of God, you know, the Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It illuminates the way in which we should walk.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a Word from God, then we're going to be walking in the dark.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
And how many of you know it's dangerous to walk in the dark?
Yeah.
You can stub your toe walking in the dark.
Yeah.
You can bang into a wall walking into the dark. And in the dark, amen. And so, but we need a Word from God. And so when He speaks, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen. When God breaks his silence, it's a blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
And see, I want you to know that part of what goes on at Christmas, amen, and when we see this, is that in the Christmas story, is that God broke his silence.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He finally spoke, amen, to mankind. He finally resumed speaking after 400 years of silence, amen. At Christmas, God broke the silence. silent.
Yeah, yeah.
But watch this. It's great for God to break the silence. And it's great for God to speak unto us and for us to hear God say something unto us. But here's something we got to keep in mind. When God breaks the silence, we better make sure that one, we're in position to hear,
yeah.
And then second, how we respond
is going
to be
true.
Key.
True.
Mm-hmm. Amen? Because it's not just about the silence being broken. How many of you know, when I come in and I say that dumb thing to my wife, what are you watching? What are you eating?
Right.
Trying to break the silence?
Right.
If she did, I'm still in trouble, amen?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, right.
I broke the silence, but I need her to break the silence.
Right, yeah.
And if she didn't say anything to me, guess what? I'm still miserable.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when God breaks the silence, if we don't respond the right way, we can still yet be miserable.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
But we have to respond the right way. But here it says that God has spoken unto us. It says here in the writer of Hebrews, that the writer of Hebrews says, He has spoken unto us how? By His Son. And He sent His Son into the earth, amen, breaking the silence of 400 years. And He did this, and this is something we remember at Christmas time, amen. Now let's go to the Gospel of Luke, amen, and see how He spoke unto Mary, amen. How He spoke unto Mary. Because the angels are messengers of God, amen. And so the angel Gabriel comes unto Mary, and he has a message for her. Amen. As God is breaking the 400 years of silence, it says in verse number 26, we're in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled not at his appearance, but at his saying.
Yeah.
Amen. And how many of you know the angel came bearing the words of the Lord? How do we know? Because right before this, the angel Gabriel spoke to Zechariah. And Zechariah, when he told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth, who were well aged at this point, that they were going to have a child. And Zechariah said, Whereby shall I know this?
Yeah.
Right? The angel said to him, if you look at verse 19, he said, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. What's he saying? He said, I just come from the presence of God, and He gave me these words to give to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The angel was saying, I'm a messenger, amen.
Yeah.
And so Gabriel now moves on to Mary, and he has the saying, and Mary, when she hears that she's highly favored and she's blessed among women, she's troubled at the saying. She's troubled at the word, the message that is coming from God through the angel. And she cast in her mind, it says, verse 29, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not. Why don't we say that? Say, Fear not.
Fear not.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. Because he had this great word, this great message for Mary. Amen. Years and years of silence broken with a great word. One is, you're blessed. You're highly favored. And you are going to give birth to the Savior of the world. How many of you know that's a great thing? That's an awesome thing to hear. Amen. And when Mary heard these words, amen, at the end of the, as we get to verse number 38, it says that Mary, after asking, well, how is this going to happen? I haven't known a man. And he said, well, it's going to happen because the Holy Ghost is going to overcome you, amen. And then when she heard the explanation from Gabriel, she just simply said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
That's what she said in verse 38. Be it unto me according to thy word. She just simply now got to a place where she just obeyed God.
Yes.
Amen? Unlike Zachariah. Because Zachariah heard a powerful message and he said, how am I supposed to know that this is going to happen? Mary heard an awesome word, an amazing word, and she said, be it unto me according to thy word. She responded, amen, with simple obedience. In other words, God, if you said it, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
How many of you know, amen, when God breaks his silence with you, it's important, amen, how we respond.
Yeah.
And Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. But Mary was engaged to Joseph. And I love God because he's not just going to talk to only one half of the marriage.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Somebody needs to hear that, amen? Because you think you're the only one to hear from God. God talked to husband and wife.
Amen.
Huh? Oh yeah, husband, so you better, if you understand something, you better learn to listen sometime too. Because God speaks to your wife too.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
And don't get too happy, wives, because God speaks to your husbands too, amen?
Amen.
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 Y'all need to listen there too.
Amen.
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 But isn't that a blessing that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. If you come in faith, God will speak unto you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so he spoke to the wife. Amen. But now he's going to the husband. Amen. He goes to speak to Joseph. Let's see what he says to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1. In Matthew chapter 1. And we call Joseph her husband, but at the time we understand that they were, the Bible says, betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They were engaged.
Yeah.
But that engagement was usually for a year's time, but it was permanent. It wasn't like engagement these days. You know what I mean? When people get engaged, that's my fiance. And then you meet them next year and they got a new fiance. You know what I mean? Today we just so in and out of relationships, amen. People get married, 3 months later they're divorced. Didn't work out. What do you mean didn't work out? 3 months? Right? That Kim Kardashian and what's his name? Humphrey's fella, the basketball player.
Yeah,
they get married, there's all elaborate thing, amen. Rings and on television. What's on television?
Yeah.
I can't, people put them, you gotta be careful putting your marriage on TV.
Right.
Your wedding ceremony on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Cause people can watch this guy and listen. They ain't talking to each other now. And they up there with their old vows.
Yeah.
How long they were married? A couple months?
Right.
72
days.
Huh?
Yeah, 72 days.
72 days. They didn't even make 3 months. That's 2.5 months, not even.
Jesus.
Amen. They didn't even make it. But people get in and out. But see, they were betrothed, they were engaged, but it's not like today. Back then, your word meant something.
Yeah.
You said you were going to marry somebody, that was it. You were going to marry them.
Right.
And so it's at this time, amen. But Joseph now, we look at it, amen. Joseph got this news, amen, from Mary that she was going to have a baby, amen. And she told the whole thing, but it's God's. It's God's.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Joseph, no way. God ain't spoken to nobody in 400 years. But he got you pregnant. You understand?
Yeah.
And so it says here, amen, that the birth of Jesus is on his watch. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily or to divorce her secretly.
Right.
And it wasn't because he was mean and all that. It says he was a just man.
Right.
And he knew that she would be open to public ridicule.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because here she is, engaged to Joseph. Amen. And there's not supposed to be anything going on between them during this engagement period.
Yeah.
And now she's showing up with child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so he said, listen, this is going to be a disgrace to her. And he said, no, I'm going to pull her away. I'm going to divorce her secretly.
Right.
This is what he's thinking.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And he's thinking, he's a just man. The Bible tells us he's a just man. So he's not thinking of this in a mean fashion. Amen. So he's thinking this. Look what it says, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. How many of you have ever had your thoughts interrupted by God?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that sometimes I'm thinking something and God interrupts you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're thinking about doing something and God interrupts your thoughts.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I'm glad that this is sometimes I've had some divine interruptions. Amen.
Yeah.
Because I was about to do some things,
right.
Say some things, go some places that I had no business doing, and God interrupted my thoughts and said, you need to do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
You better let God interrupt you.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah.
How many of you know God knows better than you?
That's right. That's
he
right.
knows better than you and me. Amen. And so he's thinking on these things, Joseph, that I'm going to divorce her. I'm going to put her away secretly. Amen. The Lord appears unto him in a dream. And watch what he says. Joseph, the angel of the Lord comes to him, right? Thou son of David. What he says? Fear not. Amen. You hear that second time in the row we hear this. Amen. The angel comes saying what? Fear not. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then in verse number 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 24, it says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Right.
So what did Joseph do? Amen. Again, silence being broken by God, a message coming from God. Amen. And Joseph is of a mind to do something in one direction.
Right.
And God says, don't go that way. Go the way you're running from. It wasn't even just do something different. It was to do what you already decided you didn't want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, you were about to get married to Mary. You find out that she has a child on the way.
Right.
And she tells you it's from God.
Right.
And you look at her and you say, okay, I'll be right back. And you go over here and you start thinking and you say, I got to divorce this woman.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go forward and marry her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've already made the decision. I'm not doing that. I'm going this way.
Mm-hmm.
And God comes and says, no, do what you have already decided you weren't going to do.
Yeah.
And Joseph did it.
Yeah.
How many of you know that takes a kind of humility that is not common these days?
Right.
Where you have your mind made up that you're going to do something and God speaks a word to you that now you say, I know I already decided to do one thing, but since you said this, God, I'm going to do what you say.
Yeah.
Right.
How many of us allow God to override our decision?
Wow.
Amen?
So
now silence is broken and God speaks a word to Joseph, a word that's contrary to what he wants to do. And Joseph, what does he do? He humbles himself and obeys God.
Yeah.
Mary simply obeyed God and Joseph in humility obeyed God. Now let's go back to the book of Luke chapter 2 and see how God speaks to the shepherds who are abiding in the field. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 8, the word tells us that there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, It's amazing how God will come upon people who are faithful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These angels, you know, these angels are abiding in the field. You know what that means? That they were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Hmm? See, because abide has like a permanence to it. In other words, you just simply do what you're supposed to do. Amen.
Yeah.
There's no variation.
Amen.
There's so much variation nowadays. Amen. People leave relationships, they leave jobs, they get in and out. You know what I mean? There's no sense of loyalty. There's no sense of real commitment.
Right.
Amen. It's almost like it's a transient society. We just get in and out of stuff, in and out of stuff, in and out of stuff. There's something to be said about abiding, amen?
Yeah.
People come into a church, and the next thing you know, somebody says something in the middle of the night, they go into another church.
Yeah.
Right away. And then they're going to get spiritual on you. I'm not getting fed there.
Uh-huh.
Amen? But you don't eat. You don't even feed yourself, amen? You don't even read the word yourself. Feed yourself. But you're going to tell them, I'm not getting fed. Why is it such a passive thing anyway? Why do you need to get fed? Why don't you eat? Do you go home and you talk about, I'm not getting fed? You ever do that? You say, tell your wife that, Joe. Let her put food on the table and you go, I'm not getting fed. And see how much sympathy she has for you, amen? Feed yourself. You're a grown man, pick up the fork, put the food in your mouth.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not getting fed. Like, you're a baby. Like, somebody got to take the spoon and go, You know how you do that with babies? So they can eat the peas and stuff. And somebody got to do that with you. There's some people in church. They want to pass the peas. Playing games with you so that you can enjoy eating. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's the only way you're going to get fed, don't come to this church.
Right. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You gotta feed yourself.
Yes.
And you get fed too.
Yes.
And I find something that's amazing. The more you feed yourself, the more you get fed.
That's right.
Because your spirit, man, is being transformed day by day, so that when the word goes forward, you have an increased sensitivity to the voice of God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
But if somebody just speaks to you and you're not feeding yourself throughout the week, it's like trying to water concrete.
Right. Yeah.
It's not going to get through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. So it's important to feed yourself. There's something about abiding and staying. And look, the shepherds are abiding in the field, and God comes and speaks to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you know when God sent Samuel to go anoint the new king of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
All the sons of Jesse were in the house.
Yeah.
Except for David.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for David.
Right.
And he looked at all of them. God said, not them. I don't do like man does. Man judged by the outward appearance, but I.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Look upon the heart. Amen. And so finally Samuel said, do you have any more sons? And then, Jesse, he didn't believe in David. Yeah, I got that little David outside in the field. He's watching over the flock. But,
yeah.
And he said, well, we're not going to sit down and eat until you bring him in here.
Yeah.
And when he came in here, and God said, anoint him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Exactly.
But what was David doing? He was abiding with him. He was working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, there's something. I find that God speaks so often when I am productively engaged.
Yeah.
Amen?
Wow.
I find that he calls me when I'm productively engaged.
Yeah.
All the other sons were in the house. God said, not them. It was the ones who were working. Amen?
Yeah.
It was the ones who were working. How did Jesus call his first disciples?
Mm-hmm.
They were mending their nets.
Yeah.
They were working. Amen?
Yeah.
And he called them, come follow me. Amen?
Yeah.
There were no people sitting around doing nothing. Come on, I'm waiting on the Lord. No, come on. I want to see people who are abiding.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a fisherman, maybe you're a cook, maybe you're a janitor, maybe you just work in an office, but God is looking for you to be abiding in what you have been called to do.
Yeah.
He will call you and speak to you as you are faithful in doing what he has you doing at that particular season.
That's right.
Amen?
That's
but
right.
So many people think, well, I got to get out of here so I can hear from God. So now you quit your job and you can stay home and just study your Bible all day long. And guess what? You're not hearing from God. But you know what? If you would abide as that secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, if God calls you and tells you to quit your job, then you quit your job. Amen?
Right.
But don't you take it on yourself. That's the way you're going to hear from God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And all I know is God, when he comes across people who are productively engaged, glory to God. Amen? You hear some stuff.
Yeah.
Anointing falls down on you, amen.
Amen.
And remember Elisha was following around Elijah?
Yeah.
You know, oh, leave me, I'm going to Bethel, I'm going to Gilgal, I'm going here, I'm going there. I'm going with you.
Exactly.
Right? And everywhere he went, ministering unto the Lord, man of God, when Elijah got taken up, what happened? The mantle of the anointing fell down, and Elisha was able to take it up.
That's right.
You got to be faithful, amen.
That's right.
Amen. And so these shepherds are faithful. They are abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel comes unto them. The glory of the Lord shines round about them.
Right.
And what happened? They're sore afraid. And the angel said unto them what?
Fear not.
Third time we're hearing this, amen. Angels coming, breaking the silence, amen. And saying unto them, first thing, fear not.
Yep.
Fear not, Mary. Fear not, Joseph. Fear not, shepherds, amen. Fear not. Why? For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Wow.
Now the heavenly host burst out with singing, amen.
Yes.
Amen. The heavenly host burst out with singing. Glory to God in the highest.
Uh-huh.
Amen. To all men, peace on earth, amen, and then goodwill to men. And then it says, the angels in verse 15 were gone away from the shepherds into heaven. And look what the shepherds said to one another. What?
Let us now go
even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord made known unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The silence was broken.
Mm-hmm.
They get a message.
Right.
The Savior is born. And they obey the message, and they obey it immediately. They say, let us now go.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Not let us go. Because if let us go, it could mean let us go later, let us go tomorrow, but what? Let us what?
Now
go.
Yep.
It was immediate obedience. Amen?
Right.
So we see something here, because look what it said. It said, let us now go. And look at verse 16. It said, and they came how?
With haste.
Mm-hmm. They're not dilly-dallying. Amen? How many of you know when God speaks to you, there's times where you need to move right now.
Right,
right. Right now.
Yeah.
You need to move with haste. Amen.
Yeah.
People, I'm waiting for confirmation. Confirmation for what God said?
Mm.
Who confirms what God says?
Exactly.
I just want to know. Who confirms what God says? If you know God says something to you, who in the world you need confirmation from?
Exactly.
Amen.
Let us what?
Now
go. Amen. And move with haste. Amen.
Yep.
Move with haste. And that's what they did. So what they do? It was immediate obedience.
Right.
So now we see God broke his silence. We see the three different instances. Amen.
Amen.
He broke his silence with man. You are going to be the mother of the Savior. What she said? Be it unto me according to thy word. What's that? Humble obedience.
Right.
Speaks to Joseph. Don't put away your wife, but you should go forward with your commitment and marry her. Amen.
Okay.
I know you want a divorce of Joseph, but go through with the marriage. But what does he do? He goes through with the marriage.
Yeah.
What's that? Humble obedience.
Right. Yeah.
But whenever you say, not my will, your will be done, that's humility. Amen.
Right. Yeah.
He humbled himself, humbled obedience. And then it comes to the shepherd. In the city of David, Savior is born this day.
Right.
Go check him out.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the shepherds do? Let us now go. And they go in haste. What's that? Immediate obedience. Amen. And here's the thing for us. When you and I go through those silent periods, when we're not hearing from God,
right.
God breaks his silence.
Yes.
God is not going to be silent with you forever.
That's right.
And when God speaks, we need to understand there's certain ways we need to respond.
Yeah.
And we need to respond in what? Either simple obedience, like Mary, be it unto me according to thy word.
Right.
We need to submit or respond with humble obedience.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't want to do that. I had already made up my mind to do something else, but if you said this is what I'm going to do, then Lord, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Amen?
Jesus.
And we need to respond in immediate obedience. Amen? If God says something, get up and go what? Now. Amen?
Yeah.
What does the scripture say? Now, faith. Amen. Yes. Is the substance of things hoped for. When do you walk in faith? Now. When do we speak in faith? Now. When do we act in faith?
Now.
Amen. Now faith. Faith not later. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, some of us got later faith. You got get to it faith. Amen. But Christians don't have what?
Now
faith. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Not that old later faith that other people got.
Right.
So we got to respond immediately. So when we see this, I think we can take something from this.
Right? Yeah.
And even though this is all connected to the Christmas story, it's not about Christmas only.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Because throughout our journey with God throughout the year, amen, there's going to be periods where we hear from God clearly. There's going to be periods where we don't hear so clearly. There's going to be some periods where we're not hearing at all because He's not saying it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But the silence will be broken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The silence will be broken. Amen. And when that silence is broken, amen, then we have from the scriptures, amen, ways that we can respond. Simply obeying, humbly obeying, and immediately obeying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know what? Sometimes we might have to do all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
We may have to do all three. And here's the blessing for us today, amen. That listen, as we, you know, we're coming on to the, you know, the Christmas day, and we're going to be celebrating the birth of Christ, amen. I believe something, amen. I believe that right now, for each and every one of us, there is something in our life that we've been waiting on God for an answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And maybe, you know, either the answer hasn't come yet, maybe God spoke a word, but the manifestation hasn't come yet. Or maybe He hasn't said anything
right.
Don't be discouraged, amen, because I want you to understand that God breaks His silence.
Yeah.
Amen? And I believe right now, if there's something that you're desiring between now and Christmas, between now and the end of the year, listen, God's going to speak to you, amen?
Yeah.
Amen? And listen, you may think, well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray. This is one thing I love about God. See, some of us sometimes we think if you pray, God, I'm just looking for this. God, I'm just looking for that. God, I'm just looking for this. God, I'm just looking for that. And then you say, and then you think you can wait.
Right.
Go ahead, Lord. No, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. You can speak now. Go ahead. You know what I mean? It's like you think you can compel God to give you the answer when.
Right.
But here's the beauty of it, though. You can pray. But then if you, listen, glory to God. You know what 1 John 5, 14 and 15, I believe. It says, this is the confidence we have in Him. If we pray according to His will, we know that He heard us. And if we know that He heard us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. If you pray the will of God, you can rise up in confidence.
That's right, yeah.
God heard me.
Yeah.
And all you can do after that? Go about your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Abide in your field. Like the shepherds were abiding in theirs. Amen. Abide in your field. What does that mean? Go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go do what you got to do.
Right.
Handle your chores around the house.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
There's nothing in any of these things. Amen. Joseph made up his mind. And what happened to Joseph? When the angel speak to him? In a dream. What does that mean? He was sleeping.
Right.
What does that mean? He went to sleep.
Right. That's true.
Psalm 127 says, it's useless for you to stay up all night worrying about, amen? Yeah. Worrying about things. What's that saying? Take your to bed.
Right. Yeah.
I can't say that. Yeah, he gets his beloved sleep, that's right. So believe it, amen. It says that God neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Right.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Right.
So God's saying, amen, I'm going to bed.
Right, yeah.
Ain't no good night?
Right?
Uh-huh. No, you both are saying, up.
Right.
But go to bed. Yeah. And what happens? Joseph goes to bed. And he goes to bed with a problem, and he wakes up with an answer.
Yeah.
Don't you think God can do that for you, too?
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
That you can, right? But you have to have that humbleness in your spirit. See, but God can speak to you while you're sleeping.
That's right.
What was Mary doing before the angel comes? some Holy Ghost dancing and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. She probably was doing some everyday normal activity.
Yeah.
And God came and spoke to her a great message.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to be the mother of the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, amen. Listen, God will come to you. This is why we have to have such hope. Don't let your hope wane.
Yeah.
Keep your hopes up. This world says some silly things.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my hopes up too high. See, that's for the world. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
You need to get your hopes up as high as they can go and keep them up there, amen?
Yeah.
Because as you're walking, listen, because God can come to you at any time and break the silence.
Yeah.
Amen? You could be driving your car and God breaks the silence and just speak something simply but powerfully into your spirit, amen? You could be washing dishes and God speaks something to you.
Amen.
You could be ironing your kids' clothes and God speaks something to you, amen?
Right.
Shaving and God speaks something to you.
Yeah.
Mowing your lawn,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Doing the laundry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? And God comes unto you. You could be taking a nap, and God comes unto you with a great word. Amen? Amen. He ain't going to tell you you're going to be the mother of the Savior, but he's going to give you a great word.
Yeah.
And you know what? Each time we understand something, the angels say, fear not.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Listen, listen. You waiting to hear from God, but you're going to need courage to hear what he's speaking to you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Yeah, that's so true.
And even if it's a good thing. I was thinking about this today, a great thing that God said. If God said, came to me, and I'm walking out today, and God said, starting this week, starting the first of the year, he would give me a couple weeks, starting the first of the year, I want you to lead a new church that I'm putting you in has 25,000 members. Are you in the,
right.
For the last, if he came unto you and said to you, starting next week, I want you to head a multinational corporation with 150,000 employees.
Right. Exactly.
Lead up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to need to be, but before you can get to that, he's going to have to tell you, fear not.
That's true.
There are some things that are so great. Listen, the things that God has for you are great. They go beyond what you're thinking about.
Right.
He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Right.
Even the thing that you're thinking about, God said, I'm going to do better than that.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen? I'm going to do better than that.
Yeah.
So guess what?
Right.
Think up there.
Yeah.
Amen? Think up there.
Mm-hmm.
And say to God, okay, God, I know you're going to even go past that. Amen?
Right. Yeah.
But understand something, amen. You may need some courage to go with that thing, amen.
Right.
Amen. But when he speaks that right, let be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
He speaks that great thing for you, be it unto me according to your word.
Yeah.
He speaks that thing to you you don't want to do, what do? You humbly obey. Amen. He speaks that thing unto you and say, go, I need you to do something now. Pick up that phone, call this person, do this, write that letter, do this. What do? Huh? You don't go, well, after my show goes off. You go in haste. He tells you, how many times God told you to write something down and you knew you were going to remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you were going to remember? I don't need to write it down.
Right.
You heard the voice tell you.
Right.
Write this down. And you go. And you say to yourself, oh no, I got this. This is good. I don't need to write this down. You close the book right, and then you take a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes, yeah.
When he tells you to write it down, write it down. Amen? You walk in the supermarket and somebody else knocked over the display and that thing is on the and God says you pick it up. Guess what you do? Pick it up. You don't start going, I don't work here.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
It is these simple acts of obedience. Amen. God is testing you for the greater thing.
Yeah.
Because he lets you know, pick that up. Who else you think said that? You didn't say it.
Right.
You didn't even pick up something. Your own socks run out. You going to go pick up something in the supermarket? You know that was gone.
Right. Yeah.
And you start going, you obey how? Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you got to stop and turn back around because you finally realize God told you, oh, you go back and you pick that thing up.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because when God breaks his silence, amen, he's going to be looking for obedience. It's got to be simple,
yeah.
Got to be humble, got to be immediate. Amen?
Yeah.
And when that happens, I'm telling you, great things are going to be in store for you. Yeah. Look, we're still talking about all of these people today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Over 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
And I want you to know something. If Mary did not say, be it unto me according to your word, God would have found somebody else.
That's right.
Just like with Esther.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Don't you think for a minute that you're going to escape. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it's not you, God will raise up somebody else. Right? So if Mary didn't say, be it unto me according, God would have found somebody else.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm?
That's right.
But she humbly obeyed. We're talking about her 2,000 years later.
Amen.
Joseph humbly obeyed, talking about him 2,000 years later. Amen.
Right?
We don't even know what happened to Joseph after a couple of passages in the Old Testament. We don't even hear from him again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The shepherds, we don't even know their name.
Nope.
Talking about them 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
Got them on our lawns.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
2,000 years later, we got them as Christmas decorations. Amen?
Yeah.
Why? Because they immediately obeyed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people will be talking about you for years to come because you will do something that's meaningful. But when God breaks his silence and you respond simply and humbly and immediately, you will make a difference in this earth.
Yeah.
God has said it before, and I'm going to say it again. We have been called to be difference makers.
Amen.
Huh? When we leave this earth, it's going to be that we have made a difference.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's not going to just happen. Amen. So listen, I want to encourage you, amen. Christmas is coming, the year is coming to an end, but unless you have absolutely right, this year has been great.
Yeah.
And next year is going to be even greater.
Yeah.
And we're going to be ushered into that greatness, amen,
yeah.
And we already have been. Amen. We're riding the wave. We might not even know it quite fully yet, but we're riding the wave, amen.
Yeah.
And we're riding the wave that God has ordained, amen. But here's the thing. Understand, there's something. I don't care how long you've been waiting on it, and especially if you've been waiting on it for a long time, get your hopes up right now that God's going to speak into that situation and break the silence.
Amen.
Amen. Release your faith right now. Amen. I don't care if it's finance. I don't care if it's salvation for a family member, a health issue, whatever it is in your life that you think that you haven't heard from God on this thing. I want you to believe right now. God's going to break the silence. God's going to break the silence. But now prepare yourself. When he breaks the silence, I'm going to be like Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to simply obey. I'm going to humbly obey. I'm going to immediately obey what God has to say. And guess what? And I'm going to have a testimony that's going to be told for years to come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hear this in your spirit right now. You something. God hasn't spoken. God hasn't spoken.
Right.
God hasn't spoken. God's about to break the silence.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God's about to break the silence.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And when he does, he's gonna have a message for you, Jack.
Yeah.
Amen. He's going to have a message for you. But like we were saying before, it's not so important what happens when the silence is broken. It's the response on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
It's time for God to break his silence. But if you and I don't respond the right way, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
Wow. Amen? Because, listen, it's not a word from God that really is going to free you, you know. It's an obeyed word.
Yeah.
Huh? You got to be a doer of the word. That's why God said, don't be a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of the word. For that man is blessed in his deed.
Yeah.
What's he blessed? In his doing.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen.
God.
Blessings are upon us. Amen. Blessings are upon you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And God is clearing his throat.
Glory to
God. Amen.
I like that,
Lord. God is clearing his throat. But he's about to speak to you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. God, clear your throat. Amen. How many people want God to clear his throat? I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready, God. He goes, no. I bet you turn off the TV. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you keep the Steelers game on, Brother Dan? Steelers Nation got to go.
Exactly.
Amen?
Yeah. Exactly.
You turn on cartoons, Christian?
Yeah.
That's right. When God speaks, he starts to clear his throat.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Yes.
How many of you have been waiting for God to say something for a long time?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I want you to know God's clearing his throat, amen. And he's going to break the silence in your life and speak a word. But watch this. I love the Lord because he prepared us in advance so that we can at least be fully equipped to respond in the right way. Whether we do or not, now, that's up to us. You can walk out of here and go, that was nothing. You can do that if you want. Or you can say and be serious and go, Lord, I'm ready for you to speak.
Amen.
Amen. And you take this and say, I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be simple in my obedience. I'm going to be immediate in my obedience. And I'm going to see the promise of God come to pass.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. The choice is yours.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I know which one I'm choosing. Amen. Amen. I'm choosing what God has spoken unto us today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's rest on our feet today. Amen. Glory to God. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back.
Amen.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
I love the Lord. Amen. I love the Lord. That many people love it. You can reiterate your whole heart. I love you, God. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Glory to God. I love you, God. We love you in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We are not ashamed of our Lord and Savior. We are not ashamed to say that we love you, Lord. We need you, God. Glory to God. We adore you and we magnify you. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you right now. And we thank you, dear God, for the word you've spoken to our hearts today. Father, we thank you, God, for the word of hope. Because, Father God, there are some of us that have been waiting to hear from you in a certain area of our lives for a long time, God. And, Father God, there has been silence on the other end. But, Father, we have yet stood in faith, and we continue to stand in faith, knowing, God, that you love us. And so, Father God, we thank you right now, God, that you let us know that there will come a day, and that day is fast approaching for the saints of God, where the silence shall be broken. Father, we thank you right now, God, that you are indeed clearing your throat, ready to speak unto us words of life, words of revelation, words of hope, words of faith, words of strength. Father, you're giving us the word that we need right now, God, that we may be freed and that we may be delivered. A word for our family members, a word for our friends, a word for our finances, a word for our health, a word for our marriages, a word for our children, a word, oh God, for the future, oh God, that you have for us, a future that is bright, a future that is filled with hope, a future that is filled with the blessings of God. Father God, our ears are inclined unto your voice. And Father, we have heard your word on today. And it is our desire, God, to respond to you the right way. Empower us by your Spirit, God, that we may do it. We cannot do it alone. We cannot obey the word of God in our flesh. We cannot obey the word of God on our own. But we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to obey. And so right now, God, we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to obey your word, to obey you simply like Mary, to obey you humbly like Joseph, to obey you immediately like the shepherds, oh God, that when the silence is broken, we can walk in the revealed will of God and see that will of God come to pass in our lives. Father, I thank you right now for everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you that you have a bright future for Joe and his family. I thank you that you have a bright future for Don. I thank you you have a bright future for James and Christine. I thank you, God, that you have a bright future for Les and for Gwen. I thank you right now, God, that you have a bright future for Brandy and for Christian. I thank you right now, God, that you have a bright future for Patricia and her family. I thank you right now, God, that you have a bright future for me and my family. I thank you right now, God, that you have a bright future for all of your children, God. That, Father God, that you are ready to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. That you have opened up the windows of heaven and are pouring out blessings even right now. That there shall not be room enough to receive it. Father, we give you praise right now. Greater days are ahead. Brighter days are ahead. Answers to prayers are on the way. Glory to God. in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are just right now standing in faith and ready to obey.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
Yes.
And upon hearing, God, empower us to go forward and do what thus saith the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you right now. In Jesus' great name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Questions left unanswered. Feels like my prayer.